Good morning.
Good morning.
Can't good respond morning. To me, Rob. Hey, so this is day two of the Robots Live event that I am currently recording here.
Can you see sound for us? Is it actually recording?
Let's find out. Well, yes, it is. Your microphone is incredibly sensitive. So this is going to be like the old channel, the old BBC 4 montage.
I've got a lapel mic.
I'm trying to record. It's going to be like the old BBC 4 documentary they did a while ago, where it was just half an hour of just either a boat or a reindeer sled. It's going to be very hyper-phenomenological, if people know that word. Essentially experiential. So yes, you will have half an hour of this recording of what it's like to be in Robots Live Arena before the fights begin. Ooh. Yeah, that might happen. There might be some expletives.
Yes. Ali, are you ready with that
beep button?
Yeah.
Damn. No.
I
know. Why do you fucking leave it in the office, Rob? Hey, glue gun needs to I probably need to validate my test kit parking. So, glue gun.
Well,
no, I get 3 hours. Oh yeah, 3 hours to validate, so I can do it any time. Oh, right. Okay. Right, well, I'll go and check at some point anyway. Right, do we have any paper or anything? So I can... Wait. I have a terrible habit of talking to myself. We are also recording... Just background noise as well.
We do a blog. We're one of them people.
I should probably ask people.
Yeah. Basically, I'm a meerkat.
Yeah. But no, I do require some paper because I want to make sure that we don't get glue on the bits.
It's going to be unnecessary.
Don't worry, if I do ask someone a question, then I will say. In the meantime, it's... Yes. Don't ask the public. They know nothing.
Public knows everything.
Lady's got a pair of scissors. They're great for pastry. And you're using it to cut a tire.
Yeah,
It might have picked up, I'm not sure. Hang on, leave it straight forward. But your microphone is very sensitive.
Yeah, what kind of idiot gave you a sensitive microphone? Can you hold that?
Can do.
Wait.
Oh, okay. Oh, you got crimps. Is they crimps?
I don't know what these are.
Just forget. My dad's got one. It just looks a bit like a crimp. Well, good quality tyres at least.
Chris, how is in a bakery shop?
That is a very good question. How on earth does a bakery shop come across such good quality tyre?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't really ask.
It's leading a double life as like Batman, the sort of engineer or something. Right. I'm going to take some space.
I'm taking up most of
the space. I was going to just use this bit over here where you've got everything on charge. Because I need to... re-glue all the bits.
Catch if you can. Ali?
Yes.
Oh,
listeners for what you're doing.
So right now, I'm just about to start doing some gluing, because Catch You Can requires an awful lot of super glue. Sorry, not super glue, the glue gun. For those with the technical terminology. Because the bolts are held together with the nuts, which the nuts themselves are held together with the glue gun. So a lot of them keep falling off. From time to time, they all fall off, and you have to re-glue all of them, like I did last week. Or the week before. So, if the microphone is good enough, it will pick up the sound of the glue being melted into the gun.
Oh, what is this?
It's your microphone.
I'm aware of that, but I bought it like 6 years ago.
It's so much better than anything else I've used. Shows you how much experience I have recording these things.
Hello.
Actually, Dremel might be used at this point. Dremel, live.
Where did this come from?
That's an excellent question. Somehow Rob has found a, what appears to be, a piece of...
I thought it was a tissue.
It's one of those little plastic stoppers that you get occasionally on pipes. And it's been found inside a rubber tire. If anybody has lost a plastic stopper for a little piece of pipe that's about 2 mil in thickness and about 10 mil in diameter, please contact ARC Robotics at the workshop, Cleves House.
Yeah, because the viewers here really, really going to enjoy that sound, aren't they?
What? I can't hear you of the noise of my awesome Dremel that we found in an abandoned car. Or the drill... Actually, the drill head's pretty good. Like I said, it's the sounds of robots live. So they're going to experience all the noise that Fox is going to do. And all the other robots. Of their rebuilding processes from yesterday. Yeah. I should point out, yeah, I'm using the Dremel because the new nuts we have are too big for the old bits that Chris designed. So we're having to customize it a little bit so the new nuts fit. And then we can glue them in. That said, some of these nuts and bolts not too bad a shape, so I don't have to do all of them. Because there are 14 to a panel. There are two panels, so that's 28 nuts potentially to replace.
Whereas I'm just kind of sitting down here, trying to fucking...
Yeah, Rob's developing a rubber fetish.
I don't think it's rubber fetish, I think it's rubber hatred.
I don't know, fetish could be a euphemism for hatred.
Ali, sometimes I wonder how your mind works.
Like I say, you've known me for half your life. More than half your life.
I'm aware. I'm still not quite sure how you function.
Like I say, the gaming podcast, man, they do fix to you. Rob, have a look at that nut. No wonder it's not going in.
Nuts?
Yeah, quite literally nuts and various nuts. We have a nut that's nowhere near flush with the base because there's so much glue on it that the glue is... Either the nut, the bolt itself, or the glue has managed to dislodge the nut. So out of place on this panel. It's crazy. Listeners will appreciate the lack of visual content. And my descriptive skills are not very good.
That happens when you're listening to something. You don't have visual content.
Like I say, this is just background noise for someone to listen to on a Thursday afternoon, somewhere in Wessex.
I don't get the hang of Thursday.
They're overrated. Mr. Huxford, my old history teacher, used to talk about his days at Cambridge when he said it was the best days of his life because he'd be listening to the Test Match Special for the cricket whilst doing his history essays.
Of course Huxford would do that.
Yeah, I know! Yes, that is a minor shout-out to Mr. Huxford.
He's still alive.
I think he is. I think he's still at the school we went to.
Nice military represent. Yeah. Goddamn laminate.
So I feel like sort of Devin is a one man band. Yeah. Jungle Live. You can hear in the background possibly is the noise of a flipper being tested.
Is that a flipper?
It's someone's flipper.
It's not the arena.
No, hammer's moving, no flippers are moving. It's one of the robots is in the first arena. I think it's Team Aftershock. One of their robots. Along with Weird Malice. Yes, please. Is it live? Did it even get plugged in? No, it didn't. Why? I'm a numpty who can't plug things in. No, I did not. That was rather silly. Fortunately, I still have time to fix the other panel before applying any glue. That one's probably gone. Actually, no. Oh, no, that one doesn't need it.
I'm blocking this kind of launch. So, if you're wondering what all the swear is about, we are doing some tires, which is tires from Frisco and the bakery shop, of all places. I'm putting them with a set of scissors and shears that we borrowed from Ironside 3. Not Ironside 3.
Iron ore. Yes, the one that's been around for so long. Ironside 3 sadly is not here today, but we have plenty of other competitors who've had got so much experience, and it's incredibly valuable.
And also kind of annoying, because we're obviously the pressure's on. Here, hold this.
Forwards!
That doesn't really work, Ellie. It really doesn't work.
I know. There we go. The child's going to be quite sore. That was the audio demonstration of the first inaugural Rubber Tire Pulling Apart Championships. The sitting down variant.
I broke it.
Rob's gluteus maximus might be a bit sore after that.
No, my backside's fine, actually. In case the listeners are wondering what the condition of my backside was. What is it? Jesus Christ, what kind of thing?
I think it is actually picking up those sounds.
What the dulcet tones of ACDC.
Definitely picking up that. Oops. Bad bearing. Okay.
Oh, wheels.
Rob is becoming one with the tyre.
To make the tyre, one is... must become one with the tyre.
Yes. Or is the tyre becoming one with Rob?
I'm starting to get a hang of this whole cutting room.
Those aren't the only ones we can fix it.
Ah, yes, the dulcet tones of Jason Mraz on the floor.
Yes, the background noise is currently four being worked on. We've got people testing their heavyweights in the arena. We've got. An hour and a half before the first show kicks off. Or is it half 12?
12.
Oh, it's half 12. Sorry, that makes it 2 hours till the first show.
So 2 hours for the first show, we don't have tires. We are the masters of planning.
Someone's got to do it.
The issue is now there's food next to us, so we're going to have to eat that.
More gemling. For those who are interested, the Dremel we're using is essentially a mechanical dentist drill. Very good at burning through plastic, amongst other things.
Something to do with a functional wheel.
Time for some glue gunning.
Chris, if you're listening, mount that tire is a fantastic idea. Oh my god, you need prep. And by fantastic idea, of course, I mean that's a terrible idea. I'll never do it again ever.
What would you do? Add rubber solution.
Lovely cast wheels here. Rubber mount through.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it up. Short three rubber, go.
That's all you do?
Yep.
Okay.
It's maybe, what, 2 minutes to prep and a half hour to drive, and about 2 hours before it's usable. We've got fully custom wheels like everyone else.
Well, when we get time. Right, when you get your Boeing, you can prove them wrong. Use your custom wheels. What was that rubber solution? As in the liquid form. Okay. Because I'll probably use it to coat my tyres. Or just find some mini go-kart tyres for mine if I can get them out of my... My phone, wait, that is.
I will give you some short
stuff. Ah, thank you. They're only like 50 mil, or 75 mil.
We have the basis of potentially stratifier.
No. Okay, is that all the ones I want to do? Alright, now we give that many hours to drive. Oh wow, chunky tyres.
It's chunky! Now I should do the entire same thing again. But I have a better method.
WD-40, we do. Whilst there is nothing else to do, I might as well go in.
Thank you.
Oh, Jacob's underneath the supply table. Oh, they got.
I need that glue gun.
So do I.
Too bad.
Mine's just, my gluing was rubbish. Anyway, I'll put it back on.
Although, I have realised, if you're out of wheels, we could just
Yeah! Yeah! I think my laptop's insured for robots.
Hello, microphone.
Thank you. the gun's way to go.
Thank you. We dare you! dare you to shock my big boy!
Thank you.
make a difference, right?
Yeah. Ah, right, yeah. You've got two. Yeah, your front ones didn't have any. Actually,
no.
You're on driving your back wheels, aren't you, anyway, so. Ah, so you changed into really wide tyres this time.
Wide, lot more grippy.
Lot grippy.
Relatively new. Apparently, they went on a bike once and the guy fell off, so he didn't want to do it.
Right.
So, the baker just had them in a fast shot.
Right. Yeah.
Best 20p I ever spent.
Well, they broke the small bit, I'm assuming.
Yeah, SK3s. Too powerful for a
Yeah.
It'll just sit there. That's what the rules
Yeah. Lower down, not short out. Can you program stick this up to the top? It comes in slower initially.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and then whatever, the honey back.
Yeah. said about working in the car today, so we said that I'd run,
well,
I didn't have to say it about but it was just because you're enamored, just impressing me. Yeah. It honestly wasn't about that at all. When you were like a big dog shape thing to start with, and you just put your goodness back and back, but you always said, oh, so I was thinking, don't like it, stop pressing that one. You just kept pressing it and over it.
Well, that's quite fun.
Can't sue me. Please don't sue me, Tesco.
Thing is, you say that now, but
no one will listen to it from Tesco, surely. You'd think, well, if you are, hello Tesco, please don't sue me. I am legally parked. Right, time to experiment with this lovely glue gun and some tire. Have you just done it with, okay. We need another stick to start with. Stick on standby. Those can be checked later. I'm trying not to. Thank you. Feed me.
So, in case you're wondering what the sexual noises are, Ali has a long stick in his mouth.
It bit back.
You gotta try.
I know. That's what I'm trying to do. And trying to push it all down at once.
Oh, God,
if we had a clamp, fuck. Excuse my French. Viewers in the north might have experienced some swears.
No.
Okay. Oh well. Great. Right, now I've got.
Might have to be physical. As in bolting.
Physical.
Okay. Yeah, I've just melted glue onto that.
Yeah. Yes.
So how on earth is that going to work? Yeah, it's just too much positive force on that. Okay. Yeah, getting hot glue underneath your fingernails is not fun.
No.
Hey kids, try it at home. Now we have got them on, I suppose. Yeah, we'll get them on the right round this time. Did you just do it? Oh, no.
Yeah, I did the exact same thing.
I will still be extracting glue gun from my fingernails well into the early hours tomorrow morning. This will not be fun. Especially when I've got a survey to do at least. Okay, give me a second to check these. Okay, so now they are testing the lights for the show, which makes it much darker and very hard to work with. Especially when you're working with tools that are all black. That being said, it does create a very nice atmosphere. It's very similar to the TV show. Okay. If I could describe the scene to you, ladies and gentlemen, we have a number of flippers with that, the flippers up. I've just broken the glue on this, so I have to glue that one again. We have a number of house robots and robots, varying sizes and descriptions,
all over the shop, all being worked on by at least 2 dozen people. That's, I could see a pepperweight that looks like Razor over there, who's just being worked on, much like our pepperweight. Because ours is completely dismantled, but these hours takes about 5 minutes to put back together. We've got another 2 hours for our first pepperweight to fight. And Rob's not here, it's just me. That's all you've wanted to hear. What you've all been waiting for, just my voice. My soothing voice. This time of calmness, whilst the rip up blue, it's blasted. Any success, Rob?
Yeah, we have success. We just drill it on now.
Okay.
We don't have any ant weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we do.
So therefore, if you use my touch.
Yay!
But you're all looking at it pretty large.
I mean, it's wood, yes, it's a wood screw, but it still goes through the plastic and the rubber quite nicely. What's your thoughts, viewers? Will the wood screw destroy our wheel?
Find out next. Oh.
Next on the imitation BBC 4 program of listening to Robots Live in the background. Rob is literally killing himself with the thought. Like when the caterpillar tickles Bart's fingers. Yes, that's a good reference. Right. Put the spring in quickly.
That worked.
Sort of. It's gone in. Success. Ah, okay.
Hence.
Yeah. Oh, hence why you hurt yourself. Mummy, I did a boo boo.
Can you hand me the sapphire over there?
Yes.
I'm gonna remove all this,
Thank you.
that. In there, try this again. Squeeze it 55,000 times. There we go, that's good,
There. Oops. That went somewhere. So, dear Stevenage Council, I apologise that a small child tripped on the piece of glue yesterday. That was entirely us.
My bad.
My bad.
I thought you told me there was a bar here. Yeah, my bad.
Oh, yeah. My bad. The amount of time I said that. My bad, not me. I thought it was a bar. I thought there was a bar here. Steve gets that Warhammer reference. I think that's 3rd or 4th edition 40k. They're not going in.
Chris, this is a fucking stupid design. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Awesome. The voice sounds like chicken.
Today is 12:30. It is now 11:15. Is it 12 or 12:30?
Anyway, 45 minutes.
Time.
Progress is nothing but experimentation. Or even that, yes. I prefer to do it manually first. See, ah, found it! There we go.
Oh,
so,
me too.
I thought reassemble.
me to death.
I'm going to turn that to the side.
Stupid clue.
Stupid
ideas, cheap solutions. Shall I go?
Might have to abandon that one.
Let me cook this one. Oh, they ran out of the Tesco Value water.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe they just haven't got it.
Can you pull out the wheel that doesn't have a big screw in it?
Hang on. Pull out the screw.
So there's small screws and big screws? Can you pull out the one that doesn't have a big screw in it?
That one, so... One of oh, and that one. Pull out the one.
Oh, this one.
It's the good side.
If it's a good side, leave it. Is it a good side?
If the one with the big bolt in it is the one on the left, which is the one which is really odd spinning. Yeah, it's a really wonky one. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, I'll just start putting bits back together.
Yeah, you want to put that, put that together and I'll put the wheel in.
Yeah. So we've got that one, which is... got that Bamboo's down quite a bit. That's slightly worrying. Oh, there is a... yeah, there is a... what's it, we can put a crop screw in there.
What's that point? Is it supposed to be
my crop? I don't know. That big is meant to be,
is there a keyway?
Doesn't
Keyway.
It's
Meant to rotate. Oh no, it's like that, but I mean more, it should be moving across the axis like that. So, for listeners at home, that was the announcement that the Riveteers are to get off the seats in the audience because the audience is about to be let in. Essentially, quite tight. So we are starting to reassemble. I'm currently putting on the side panels. The glue is working, this is good. Well, at least on this panel it is, so that's hopefully all 14 bolts will actually work now. I've seen one around.
What do you mean they're really bunch?
Those ones that we have, they have to use them once, one use only.
have the...
Where the flyers are?
They cut the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's our static wedge. Because
it would be yesterday.
It's if we actually had some speed on the floor, so well, not the flat white tank on the concrete either. Fine. Get those speed up. Yeah. If we had some speed, we'd be able to move around.
So yeah, we have no floor. We have speed.
We're famous for. Glad they like this line.
Flyers!
Yeah, you should see our robots.
Okay, so we are now rebuilt quite a few if you can. So to fill you in a bit more about this weekend, this is the UK Heavyweight Championships.
Yes, so the Fighting Robots Association, which is of course based in the UK, actually used to be based in Devon. is actually holding their heavyweight championship this weekend. So we've got contenders like Thor, Dan Tonkia, which has been around for ages, Gabriel, Saint, Manta,
Iron Ore.
Yes, Iron Ore. Kapow, lovely guys, helped us with our featherweight. Manta as well, who's got to the finals for the last couple of ones.
The Aftershock team are here with their creations.
Yeah, that's Manta.
Sorry, Manta, yes.
Yeah, so Team Shock are here with Manta and their featherweight, Avalanche. Yeah, Behemoth's here, is, you know, generically useless as always.
And Apollo.
Apollo's also here, and I'm not quite sure what he's doing here.
Yeah, because the driver wasn't here yesterday, but he allowed him to drive it anyway. So he's meant to be here at some point. I forget what the guy's name is.
Dave.
Dave. They're all called Dave around here.
Dave.
Why is he not sponsored by Dave? So yeah, that's a summary of this weekend stuff. So that does put featherweight sort of a bit of a back foot, because unlike other shows that we've been to, where you can get more than one featherweight fight, there's just one featherweight fight to show here. And we might have to only have the one fight, because both me and Rob got to go early, so we might have to miss the second show, which would be very annoying if we have to, but it might. Well, at least Rob's at least had an active experience driving the featherweight in the arena.
For a minute.
A minute, and then you got chucked out, but again, it wasn't your fault, because the wooden arena and these rubber tires don't really go together. So, that's... I hope you've enjoyed this BBC 4 style quiet commentary in the background, some very loud weapons. I'm sure it's been very relaxing. I am Ali, the Drive Big Day 3, and thank you for listening.
Bye.
And there's Rob.